We're going to stay on this CPI data and how the markets have been reacting. Bring in our next guest, Wiley Tolett, Franklin Templeton Multi-Asset Solutions, Head of Client Investment Solutions. Thank you so much for being with us today, sir. And,
you know,
just want to start off with your reaction to the way markets have reacted to the latest CPI data. And then do you think it changes the equation for what the Fed does? Because really, the big question is not what this number came at. It seems to have been, you know, sort of baked in. Many people expected it to come in at this level. But the trick is a genie sort of out of the bottle. How do we get it in without creating a recession?
Yeah, that is, in fact, the trick. And the other day, I was comparing the Fed's job here to Apollo 13, where we have a very small reentry window. And if we skip too high or skip too low, there's a possibility of kind of a disastrous result. I actually think the Fed is watching the data very closely and that they actually have a chance of hitting that reentry window. But the possibility, there's not a small possibility that they either tighten too quickly or leave things too long and inflation remains hot for too long and you know, really begins to impact the economy. I think what we're seeing in markets today is actually a little bit of a relief rally. I think there was some concern that inflation was actually going to come in higher. For example, if it hit 7%, I think we'd be seeing a very different reaction. So coming in at 6.8, right about where the market consensus was. And importantly, you know, month over month, November was actually a little bit slower than October. I think month over month, October was 0.09, and this month we were at 0.08. So coming in a little bit slower. And then in December, as we've seen energy peak, gasoline prices, oil come down. In the November numbers, we saw used cars, airline tickets, lodging also start to peak. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say that we may have seen the highest inflation print and that we'll see sort of a slow decline into the first half of 2022.
But how deep of a slow decline might that be? And what do you think the material effect will be on a market fundamental, which is earnings in Q1?
Yeah, companies have shown through the past year that they actually have done an amazing job of adapting to higher inflation, higher input costs so far. We are starting to see labor pressure. We're starting to see wage push inflation. You saw the unionization push at Starbucks. I think that's a good indication that labor markets are tight, particularly in food service, for example. But I do think we may have seen the peak of some of that and that we're going to start to see cost pressures start to abate, the supply chains start to unpack through the first half of 2022. There's certainly going to be sectors that are going to take longer than that. I think semiconductors, of course, probably through 2022 into 2023. But overall, I'm anticipating that inflation is in fact starting a slow downward decline. And also that the Fed has anticipated this, perhaps not quite the extent and the length of time that inflation has been a bit stickier than they thought, that they are looking at this. And pursuant to your earlier guest's comment, I do think that the taper is probably going to be accelerated a little bit, perhaps ending in March or April rather than winding up in June. So that, and I believe the markets are already sort of pricing some of that in into their anticipated, sort of how they look forward into 2022. I do think one thing we can count on perhaps is higher volatility, particularly in equities, but also in fixed income. You know, as the Fed stops quantitative easing, it pulls back that liquidity that has just generally supported markets over the last several years. And really, actually, since the global financial crisis, we've had a few breaks, obviously, in quantitative easing, but there's just been a remarkable amount of capital pushed out into the world that has helped reduce volatility. We've seen minor corrections this year in the equity markets, and they haven't lasted long. They've lasted just a few days. And then we've seen rallies come back in and sort of eat up those 2-3% pullbacks. And I expect in 2022, we're going to see more volatility and we're going to see those pullbacks last a little bit longer. We're a multi-asset class investor. We're relative investors at Franklin Templeton Investment Solutions. So we're always looking at a wide spectrum of investment opportunities. We're still broadly positive on stocks versus bonds through 2022. We think the risk-return trade-off is better, but we do anticipate higher volatility.
So it sounds like you say you are quite bullish. I want to ask you, what happens to valuation next year? And do these high multiple stocks still look attractive to you? Or is it time to start sort of diversifying and looking elsewhere?
Yeah, right now we're actually about neutral value versus growth. So we right at present are positioned really kind of with a very core type of exposure, not taking a big bet on traditional value stocks or some of the growth names that have done so remarkably well over the last few years. As I mentioned earlier, earnings have done a very good job of coming in as policy support has started to sort of become less of a factor in the forward-looking pricing that markets do. We've seen earnings come through. And like I mentioned, companies have done a great job adapting to this environment. And we think they're going to be able to continue to do that. And as they do that, we think valuations are probably either at their peak or near their peak and may start to moderate a bit through 2022. Our expected trajectory is that earnings are going to continue to be relatively strong and that will really help support some of the extended valuations. So we're not anticipating a huge pullback in valuations. And in fact, the market really isn't pricing for that. As we've seen the 10-year be remarkably sort of stuck around that 1.5%, really hasn't been pricing in extended inflation, really hasn't been pricing in sort of a change in the discount rate overall in stock valuation models. So we're still remain, I would call us modestly bullish. We're not hugely bullish because there is the possibility of higher volatility in 2022 and some pretty significant step backs. We still think over the next 12 months, stocks are a better place to be than bonds.
All right. And real quick here, Wiley, outside of U.S. equities, do you like any other market at the moment, emerging market or otherwise?
Well, we're actually beginning to grow more positive on what I'd call real assets. And we haven't seen inflation like this in 40 years. We do think it's going to be stickier and perhaps running at a little bit higher of a trend rate than we've seen over the last 10 years. And in that type of environment, real assets, things like real estate, TIPS. Right now, the TIPS market is pretty well priced. And so I think you have to look for your opportunity there. And we probably lean shorter duration. We are also positive on what I call shorter duration credit exposure, things like high yield, bank loans. And then last but not least, we've started to look at Japan, Japan equities, and actually Japan fixed income. I think there's a possibility that the Japanese market may be leaving its 35-year trials and tribulations and maybe starting to provide some better risk return opportunities than some of the other markets that have really had a dramatic rally over the last couple of years.
Okay, Wiley Tillett, we will have to leave it there from Franklin Templeton, Multi-Asset Solutions, Head of Client Investment Solutions. Thanks for your time today.